How do you approach the decision about second-line therapy after patients have received fludarabine?
So second-line therapy is a bit of an art form, but if they failed fludarabine therapy and they've been away from any fludarabine exposure for more than a year, we do not consider them truly resistant. So re-induction therapy with fludarabine-based regimen will be useful. If, however, they are truly refractory, meaning the disease is progressing within 12 months of a fludarabine exposure, then the three options which are available today would be lenalidomide, which is quite favored by many people because it's an oral agent with known and minimal side effects. I think Campath-1H is a drug that would be used not anymore in a single agent setting, but in combinations, for example, with rituximab. And there are some studies that are looking at combinations of lenalidomide and rituximab in that salvage setting. And finally, I think we have to start doing studies with the bendamustine because of all the drugs, it appears to be probably the most active agent in the setting of lymphoproliferative disorders. So studies of bendamustine, rituxan would be of value. But in the community setting, I think it's reasonable in a patient who has failed fludarabine therapy to consider bendamustine alone or in combination.